Blessings of Light.
Each week you will see a meditation on the board. You should write this meditation down and place it somewhere where you can see it during the week. Look for the principle within the meditation. The principle is discussed within each class. Take and find this secret principle behind the words. Principles do not have words. It's like the idea of a chair. The idea is the same, but the manifestation of a chair may be varied by its construction. Look for the principle in the meditation. Blessings of Light. Now on to Astrophysics Class 1-3, the first month, the third lesson, Blessings of Light. Blessings of Light, and welcome this week. We're at lesson AP1-3, the third encounter of 36 encounters over the Rainbow Bridge is this month's theme. Tonight we'll be talking about the meditation, the mantra, I am that I am, thou art that thou art, or Om Tet Sit Om. We'll also be discussing breath control, the balanced breath, the mental control breath, the cleansing breath, and the breath of fire. We'll also be discussing this rainbow bridge, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, gold, and white. I hope you've been enjoying your time with us. Each time you meditate, we are one. And you are one with all meditators, all those on the path to God. Feel this oneness. You're not alone. Know that you are not alone. The Rainbow Bridge is a powerful tool. And let's talk a bit about the experiences of the Rainbow Bridge. As you're seeking to go in meditation, I'm going to give you a little demonstration here of that. I'm going to pick the setting position on this particular chair, and I'm going to go to meditation. Okay, here I go. I'm going into meditation. I'm going to do that Rainbow Bridge meditation that Tap talked about. He said to do this meditation. I'm going to do this meditation. Find a comfortable position. Let's see. I got to get in this chair comfortably. Let's see. It's this way. Keep my back. Okay, am I in this chair? My feet is on. I'm okay. I have this. Now I'm supposed to go inwardly. He said, go in. He said, go in the middle of your head. I wonder where exactly that is. I'll be in the middle of my head. Okay, I'm in the middle of my head. Okay, I'm going into meditation now. It's time to go into meditation. Let's see. Oh, back straight, neck straight. Okay, I got it straight here. Let's see. My palms are upwards. I'm touching my fingers together. Okay, I got it now. Let's see. Is my feet right? Yeah, my feet are right now. My head. Everything seems to be right. Now, I think I'm ready to go. Now, let's see. What was I supposed to do now? Oh, the colors. Let's see. I wonder if you're supposed to itch those things when they kind of get on. The colors. I wonder if there's a bug in here or something. Okay. Maybe I won't itch. Well, okay. All right. Getting comfortable now. All right. Color red. Red. I had used to have a nice red wagon. Remember that red wagon I was going down the street? Oh, I'm not supposed to get off on those things. Stay on the color. Stay centered on the color. All right, red. Okay, this is getting real boring. I'm getting tired of doing this already. Shall I do it? Oh, yeah, I better do it. Okay. Red. Orange. Yellow. Look at it come. Green. Where's green? I knew I could see. Oh, let's see. Something green. St. Patrick's Day, that'll get it, all right. Green, there it is, the leprechaun. All right, now let's see, blue, indigo. Now let's see, he said indigo. It's hard to see indigo. I mean, maybe if I flip real, I'm just supposed to sit still, back and head straight. Indigo, let's see, where was I? Yeah, indigo, midnight sky. Okay, take the stars out of the sky. Okay, there it is. It looks black to me. He says it's indigo. I guess I'll take it. Indigo, all right. And now, what was the next one? Violet. Okay, violet's next. What is supposed to do in violet? We're supposed to do something each one. Breathing the color around. I forgot about breathing. Okay. Natural breath, I see, okay. Just let the breath breathe in violet. Okay, there it is. That's nice now. Violet. Gold. I wonder how long I've been doing this. Let's see, it's been 5 minutes. I mean, I've been here a half hour. How long I've been here? Okay, I see. Oh, there it is. Gold and white. I finally made it to white, but he said it was clear. And I don't know what to visualize. I mean, I see a white wall. He said, don't see a white polar bear. Oh, there's a white polar bear. Get out of there. Awesome. I said, get out of there. Don't see a white polar bear. The white polar bear. Would you mind getting out of my vision here? Thank you. Get a white polar bear. Okay, white. Okay, clear light. Okay, there it is. Okay, oh, come back down. Oh, my goodness. It took me all this time to get up there. I mean, now he wants me to come back. How am I going to remember the things in reverse? Let's see. What was the... It was white, and then, let's see, was it red? No, that's yellow. No, that's gold, violet. There's that indigo again. Those stars. It's not supposed to have stars. Okay, indigo. But every time I think of midnight sky, I get to those darn stars in there. I don't know. Let's go. Okay, indigo, blue, green, yellow, orange, red. Oh boy, this is work. I don't think I'll be able to do this every day. Sometimes we meet difficulty when we're seeking to go into a deeper level of consciousness. And your body is going to call upon you, your senses are going to call upon you, your mind's going to want to chatter and talk, you're going to try to make old relationships and associations by old knowledge. You're going to try to make it happen. The only thing you can do is let it happen. Let it happen. Relax. Like we do in our processes, you know, we say, relax. It's time to relax. And as we are doing this meditation, we are relaxing. So when you're going through the meditation and you finally get over the body and the senses and the sounds are outside of you, thinking, oh boy, someone's creaking the door. There goes a car. There's a plane. I guess I can't meditate. Instead of letting these things take you away, let them take you deeper and deeper within in the meditation. Don't let those things bother you. I know some of you watching right now haven't established your rhythm in the way you want it. We as masters are seeking to be with you to give you courage to establish this rhythm. We're walking with you in master consciousness, and we see the master in you unfolding. So as these troubles come, then what will come is you may be sitting there and you hear your name, or you may see a light. And as soon as you start to think about it, you're going to disappear from that level and you're going to go back into thinking. Because every time you stop seeing, you know, start thinking, you stop seeing. Because thinking and seeing don't go together. Pure seeing doesn't have any thinking in it. It's pure, open and direct. It's positive. It is present consciousness. It is not some other reflective power. It's ability to see clearly, to be present. And so you are seeking to have this pure presence in the meditation, concentrating on the presence. Now, to help keep you in the presence, we have a couple of good tools. First of all, we have the mantra. The mantra is a rhythm intoning of words. A rhythmed intoning of words. Words that are in a harmonious intoning, a steady flow of tones, a set of syllables and sounds that go together. So there are different mantras. And you've probably heard the Hare Krishna mantra, and you've probably heard some other mantras in your life. If you've been on the path very long, you will hear these mantras. We are using a particular mantra for the Western mind. If you don't want to get in tune with the Eastern mind, you don't want to think of that way, and you want more Western mind, then you would do, I am that I am. And this is the way the mantra is done. Together. I am that I am, I am that I am, I am that I am, I am. I am that I am, I am that I am, I am that I am, I am. I am that I am, I am that I am, I am that I am, I am. The I am mantra, I am that I am, is the law of identification. The law of identity, the law of identification. I am that. Whatever you are saying that is what you are. If you're saying, I am happy, joyful being, or I am sick and tired, that's what you're identifying with, you see? And so you say, I am that, whatever it is, I am. It's a positive statement of presence. So you're asking for presence consciousness. You're asking to be present in the consciousness by saying, I am. And then whatever you're saying that is what your identification is. So what you're seeking to do here is to sound the mantra and to both outside with the voice and inside with the mind. Don't be thinking other things while you're sounding the mantra. That's very foolish. That's called splitting attention. We are working for one-pointedness here. So if you're thinking one thing and jamming out the mantra just in words, you split your attention, you will not have power. You will not have power in these areas. So in the mantra, we are to do the mantra until we can witness it going on in the mind. We start it physically and we start it mentally. Soon you will stop physically and the mental will continue to flow. Then you will slowly detach, watching this mantra. At that time, at that moment of that awareness that the mantra is going on and you're watching it, is the awareness of mastery of mind. You'll realize you're not the words that are going on, you are the witness to your mind. So the mantra gives you a power, an ability to become a witness to your mind. And the witness of your mind is one of the prerequisites for self-mastery and walking the master's path. You must be able to witness your mind in order to change your mind. You know you have to get off those old positions to find this new position. If you're holding to old ways, you will not be able to establish the new ways in your life, in consciousness. So the meditation, while you're doing this mantra, you may see lights, you may see energy. Later on, you will understand these things more. Do not let them take you away. Do not let them cause your mind to drift from your point to be one with God. You may see silvery, sparkly lights. You may notice light off to one side or another, above or below you. You may notice something off in the distance. You may see fields of whirling black and white. You may see brilliant rings of light, shimmering beings of light. You may see Christ or Buddha or some saint or holy being. God is the goal. Continue to flow upward with your meditation into that presence of God. Use your mantra. Now, if you want the Sanskrit term, now Sanskrit is the oldest written language on the planet. It's thousands and thousands of years old. In Sanskrit, Om, Tat Sat Om, means I am that I am. It means the power of the question and the answer are now attained. They're together. It means the one that answers the questions and the questioning, the answer is there before the question. And it brings you back to the same point. Aum, the perfect circle, the sound of the universe. Om, when you're listening inside and you hear a ringing deep inside of your ears, it's going or shh, it's making a sound in there. That's your inner Om. But the planet is turning and it's making an Om through the universe, a sound. The music of the spheres, they're all Oming together. It's beautiful. So doing this mantra, doing this period of chanting and raising and lifting and separating from the mind, you may hear the music of the spheres. You may hear angelic beings. You may hear beautiful new music you've never heard before. And if you have an impression to bring this out, find an instrument, a way to bring it out. Sing it out. Let that which is in you come out. God has given you gifts and talents. And these things will awaken in you as you climb the rainbow bridge, as you climb over the rainbow bridge. So the meditation, you're going to receive different things in this meditation. Don't be fooled by them or the senses that are outside of you, the smells and the sounds and the sights of the outer world. Don't let those pull you off. Continue your goal until you reach the meditative state. Do this with your mantra over and over in the repetition. Mantra creates repetition, tight length repetition. that gives you a clear perception over other things. When you're looking through this type of vibration, you're going to see the things that are out of harmony, that are not in harmony, the things that are incongruous to the truth and the reality. We're all seeking the truth. We're all on the path together. See, the path we know as the time you came into this life and when you go out, that's the path you're walking right now. You're walking also that eternal path of your eternal life. And so when we say the path, we're talking about this path of your life here that you're living. And this is a way of life. This is a way of dealing with the energies that has been accomplished and used for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Over 10,000 years. The Sanskrit term that we got here came out of the Vedic teachings, the Vandana, which is close to 20,000 years old. So man has been on this planet for a long time. So it's meditation, mantra, and breath control. Now throughout this course, you're going to be given different breath controls. You are given these first four types of breath control to begin with, and you are to practice these until you're given the next breath controls. So you practice these at different times of the day. You may practice them just after you come out of your meditation. If you're practicing some physical technique like yoga or calisthenics or some aerobics or some other exercise program, you can do these breath exercises with those type of programs. What they do is they give us control. Now every thought, every feeling has a breath. If you have anxiety, you breathe different than when you're calm. If you're over emotional about something, you breathe different than when you are objective to that. So every thought, every feeling, love, your wanting to be close to someone, all this, all is in the breath. And if you're aware of the breath, if you become conscious of the breath, then you'll be aware of the mood changes and the thoughts of others as well as yourself. Another thing, the breath brings you present. You can't concentrate on yesterday's breath or tomorrow's breath. You're concentrating on right now, the breath in the presence, bringing you present. The first breath we talk about is the balanced breath. Now the balanced breath is to balance both sides of the brain. To bring a balance to your subjective and objective side, your right hand and your left hand side. And you're going to use your fingers in this manner. See, like we're hitchhiking, we use our fingers. Now, what we do is we take, and to get this balanced breath, we put our finger against our nose, just like this. It fits in there. Don't push it down on the side, because if you push it down the side, it may stick shut. You know, in some of those areas where you get a little, you know, runny nose, don't think it's smart, because it's not. So what you're doing is you're taking this thumb, which is shaped right like that nose there, and you're just closing that hole on the one side. And you breathe in. Then you put your other finger up there and you breathe out. Then you breathe in. You will feel a difference in your body. You do that about 20 or 30 times, this balanced breath. You're bringing polarity balance to each side of the brain. You're activating the lymphatic system. You're activating the nervous system. You're activating the third eye at the root of the third eye. You are concentrating on prana control or mana control or life force control. The Russians call it biocosmic plasma. You see, they have fancy names for it. So you're controlling this biocosmic plasma, this life force, this prana, this mana from heaven, this food light to feed your light body. You're consuming it consciously. And so that's a pranayama exercise, meaning the consuming of light force. And so you are balancing your male and female polarity. Now, if you notice that one side of your nose is bigger than the other, it means that you've been using that side of your brain or that side of your consciousness more than the other. So you want to get this balance. And you can change the size of your nose and the way your face is shaped by concentration and by use. And you will notice your face become more relaxed and more youthful and more young-like as you meditate, as you use the exercise, you do the mantras. You'll find this more relaxed state, more elasticity to the skin as well. It brings a life into the body. It's vibrance to bring life to the body. So the balanced breath is important. And remember now, this thumb fits right there in that little place in the nose on each side. So you change fingers back and forth to get this balance. So that's how simple the first breath is. Anytime you feel out of balance and you want to get balanced again, just do your balanced breath. When you feel you're being too aggressive or too passive, use your balanced breath. You feel you're getting too low or too high, use your balanced breath. Use this tool. Do not be fooled by the simplicity of this breathing exercises. This exercise or any of the other exercises, do not be fooled by this exercise. It is simple, but we are working from a very childlike nature now. We're establishing fundamentals in our consciousness to move from. And we're building this structure in this next 9 months. We're building a matrix pattern in the subconscious mind and in the consciousness, in the causal body, the I am presence, the spirit body, and the monad. We're building a structure, an archetype of energy that will establish a manifestation of mastery in your life and support from the spiritual kingdom instead of trying to get support from the physical kingdom. God loves you and He's always loved you. God is with you and always will be with you. You've never been alone. And as you become more conscious of the presence by your breath control, you'll become more God conscious because God is omnipresent. Omnipresent. God's love is everywhere. The second control is for mental control. This breath control here is 5, 5, 5, and 10. Now there's a reason to these numbers. This last number 10, say you can't go to the count of 10. Maybe you can go to the count of 8. If you go to the count of 8, then these are all 4s. See? These numbers here are half this number. We use 5, 5, 5, and 10. Now, to count the number, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we don't do it that way. We go 1 ohm, 2 ohm, 3 ohm, 4 ohm, 5 ohm. Or we listen to our heartbeat. One heartbeat, two heartbeats, three heartbeats, four heartbeats, five heartbeats. If you can't hear your heartbeat, use 1 ohm, 2 ohm, 3 ohm, 4 ohm, 5 ohm, 6 ohm, 7 ohm, 8 ohm, 9 ohm, 10 ohm. You start out by letting all of your breath out. That's the first thing you do. You let it all out and you count to 5. Let it all out. Let it all out. That's good. Let all out. Hold out. Hold out. Now count to 5. 1 ohm, 2 ohm, 3 ohm, 4 ohm, 5 ohm. Slowly start taking it in. 1 ohm, 2 ohm, 3 ohm, 4 ohm, 5 ohm. Hold. 1 ohm, 2 ohm, 3 ohm, 4 ohm, 5 ohm. Let it out. 1 ohm, 2 ohm, 3 ohm, 4 ohm, 5 ohm, 6 ohm, 7 ohm, 8 ohm, 9 ohm, 10 ohm. Hold. 1 ohm, 2 ohm, 3 ohm, 4 ohm, 5 ohm. Take in for 5. 1 ohm, 2 ohm, 3 ohm, 4 ohm, 5 ohm. Hold for 5. 1 ohm, 2 ohm, 3 ohm, 4 ohm, 5 ohm. Let out for 10. 1 ohm, 2 ohm, 3 ohm, 4 ohm, 5 ohm, 6 ohm, 7 ohm, 8 ohm, 9 ohm, 10 ohm. This is a mental control exercise. It starts correlating. Now, when you're holding, when you're holding out, you have all the air out of your lung. But as soon as you start taking in, you start digesting the prana or life force in the air. So you start consuming it, and these five, as you're taking in, as you're holding, you're still consuming. As you're letting out, you're still consuming. So you have 20 counts of consumption of the breath and only 5 counts of non-consumption. Now, when you're breathing in through your nose, every pore of your body you're breathing out of. And when you breathe out your nose, you're breathing in every pore of your body. Now, remember many, many years ago, there was a movie called Goldfinger. You probably know that movie. And there was a young lady that died on New York stage when she dipped her whole body in gold. The doctor said if she would have left a 3-inch patch open somewhere along her spine, her skin could have breathed. But in essence, what happened, she suffocated to death, even though her nose was free and her mouth was free, because the skin must breathe. So when you're doing these breath exercises, you want loose apparel, or no apparel would be the best, in a clear, open, airy place that is free from toxic fumes and a lot of other non-happy fragrances. I guess I could say it that way. And what you want is a pleasant fragrance. You can light yourself an incense and let your incense fill the room. You can put on a little bit of oil, some precious oil that leads you to God, some blessed oil that leads you to God, so that you stay present in the fragrance, that you don't smell the flowers outside or the tree, you know, that's by your window, or a car going by, or the cow shed, or the barnyard, or the dogs outside, the cat litter, and all that kind of stuff. You don't want negative smells. Negative smells draw negative spirit. Positive smells draw positive spirit. This mental control exercise, every time you feel your mind is not calm and centered, then you do your mental control exercise. You should practice this. Now, in practicing, it's going to take 21 days of establishment of any one of these cycles we've been talking about. We're now coming up to that 21 days in your meditative cycle. And you should win achieve an ability to be able to do your meditation much easier. It'll be more habit. Then as you go to 40 days, and you're doing this consciously every day, you gain a mastery, a self-mastery. But if you wish it to be part of your nature, like your breathing is now, or like your walking is now, or like ABCs are now, you must do this to 3 to 5 years. 3 to 5 years for it to become character. Anyone that thinks that they can do a discipline, a spiritual discipline, once or twice, or for a few months, and have ultimate success, is very foolish in that kind of concept. Because the truth is, it's going to take a while to establish it in your subconscious mind, and going to establish it in your experiences. The more you can experience it, the faster you will become natural in it. And so you should do these exercises. You want to know how long to meditate, or how long to do the mantra, or how long to do this balanced breath. You do it in repetitions until it becomes natural, that this is the way your life is. You give yourself these tools for life, for a change for life. So 5, 5, 5, and 10, that letting it all out, holding out for 5, then taking in for 5, holding in for 5, breathing out for 10, that is this mental breath, 5, 5, 5, and 10. Or 4, 4, 4, and 8, 3, 3, 3, and 6. Don't go below 6. 10 expands. Now I want to tell you something about the breath. The deeper the breath, the deeper the mind. There is a direct link between mind and breath. And when you're breathing, you're stimulating the vagus nerves and the pineal and pituitary glands. You're stimulating these in your consciousness. You're getting control of the throat chakra and the higher center, the higher mind. You're doing higher mental exercises here, spiritual discipline. For the spirit moves like the breath. We may not see spirit, and we may not see the wind. We can see the wind as it blows the tree, or as it coming across, moving the grass or someone's clothes or some object. But you can't really see the wind, you see the effects of it. The same with spirit. Spirit moves, we see the effects, but we don't actually see the spirit. The way you have an experience with spirit is no longer be separate and be one. See, spiritual experience is a unity experience. Anyone that's getting off all by themselves is getting off on separation. The third breath, and which we've showed you in that first process when we were taking you over the Rainbow Bridge, and we're giving you the tensing and releasing exercises. Well, the cleansing breath, we were using it in there. Remember, it said all the way in, all the way in, and out. Then let it all the way out, you know, tighten up your body, and then let the air out. Well, part of that exercise of tightening up the body, letting the air out, the letting the air out is called the cleansing breath. So you're taking it all the way in, and then you let it all out at the same time. Squeezing all the way out. Then you're... Now you notice the end, I'm going, shh. I've got my tongue against the top of my mouth, the roof of my mouth, and I'm pushing out, forcing out all the air as fast as I can. I also want to get rid of this residual air in the top part of my lungs here. So you notice that when you're doing this, you should put your shoulders back when you're squeezing out that last bit. So it goes like this. Getting it all out, even that residual air in the top part. So you're emptying the lower part of your abdomen, you're emptying your lungs, and you're emptying the top part of your lungs. You fill up your abdomen, you fill up your chest, you fill up the top part of your lung too. See, that's in your in-breath. Then you let it all out. So you take it all in, and you let it out. Now here's another little exercise you might add to that. It clears the head as well. So we do it this way. Okay, now try that. Let's try that together. Come again. Notice now your feelings. Notice now your feeling. Feel yourself at this moment. See how light your head is? Notice yourself at this very moment. Notice how light the head is from this cleansing. See, you get stuff on your aura, stuff in your aura that has weight. You're seeking to throw this extra weight off. Light has weight. Anything from the speed of light down has some weight to it. And you're throwing all the weight off. All weight is gone. Into the air I fly. Into the spiritual sky. You see? You're letting all weight off. So the cleansing breath is to feel all the tensions and all the negativities and all the stuff out. And so when you're releasing that breath, you're thinking negativity out. See? Just like we did in the process. Negativity out. It's important to use this cleansing breath. If you feel a little ill, if you feel a little out of sorts physically, emotionally, mentally, or spiritually, do a cleansing breath and throw those things off your aura. Open your aura or throw those things off your aura. And see, when you go like this, don't point at somebody. I mean, don't go like this. You're going like this. Then you're directing the energy. You want to dispense it, you know, and disperse it from you. You're throwing it off. Let go and let God. See, it goes out upon the ethers and it expands upon the ethers. And it goes to its alike kind. If it's a bugger, it goes to the bugger. If it's something good, it goes to the good. The fourth breath is called the breath of fire. This is also called the breath of life, or the serpentine breath. See, it depends on what teaching you come from. The serpentine fire, the breath of fire, the breath of life, the breath of the elixir, where you generate an elixir of energy in your body and raise the elixir of life. You see, all of these are the same. This exercise is very simple. We want to put our hands right here on our hips and put our head back. So it's like the air is going straight down and straight out. See, it's not coming up and out this way. It's going straight down through us and straight out. All the way in to the base of the spine, all the way out. Then all the way in down to the bottom of the feet, then all the way out. then all the way in, down into the earth, and then all the way out. You see, that's the way we're doing it. And we start with the short, slow breaths, and we build this up to a fast breath of fire. Let me demonstrate. Watch it for one moment. You will notice a lightness come over your body. You're going all the way in, all the way out. All the way in, all the way out. In, out, in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out. And the first one, you come down to the base of your spine to awaken your kundalini or your awakening consciousness or the elixir or the serpentine fire at the base of the spine, or to start Mercury staff. I mean, if you study the mythologies, Mercury had a staff that had two snakes going around it and a gold ball and wings on the top. It represents your spine. It's the same kind of power. So it's been taught a lot of... people get off on the symbols, you see. They say, oh, I don't want a snake in me or something like that if they see the snakes going up there. You know, they don't understand the symbol. But those symbols only mean something you're to do physical, something you're supposed to do mentally and spiritually. And so it's an alchemy symbol. And so what you're doing is you're activating that fire in the base of your spine, that which controls the heat of your body. And you might even find that you're having raises of heat in your body, energy moving up your spine as you're doing the meditation, as you're doing the breath exercises. This is natural. Don't get concerned about it. Later on you will understand it. Just let it happen. Just let it rise up. It is not harmful to you in any way, and it's not demonic or darkness. It's beautiful power of awakening consciousness in you. So in this breath of the fire, you're feeling you go all the way down, all the way up. Then all the way to the bottom of your feet to activate the feet chakra. Then all the way up. See, when you say all the way up, you want it to go up to God. So you send it out as far as your mind will send it out. So you go to the edge of your mind with it. See, that's how far up you send it. So you send it all the way up. And you send it all the way down. Well, the down, as far down as we go on this ball is the center. See, because after we pass the center, then we're going up, aren't we? Seeing what's down to us is up to the Chinese. See? Where I'm standing from, anyway. I mean, on your part of the world, there may be somebody else on the opposite side. But where I'm standing here in California, right on the other side is China. And if I went down, pretty soon I'd be going up. You see what I'm saying? So it depends on where you're at on the ball, what's up and down. See, up and down is relevant. It doesn't have any truth in the reality of spirit, because there is no up or down in spirit. There's no duality there. And so the breath of fire, you're going all the way down to and grounding yourself on the earth and then bring yourself back up and to the infinite reality of creation. You're reaching all the way out. See, what happens is there's a thrust of consciousness in mind that goes out into the universe, and there's actually an antenna being created with the universe. The planet is turning, and so it's sweeping across the universe like a minute hand or a second hand on a watch. It's just sweeping across as you're turning, as the earth is turning. Get that idea. Because, see, you're picking up cosmic particles. You're picking up light and energy. It's coming down that shaft in that breathing in of the fire. So you're looking for infinite life out there. When you can break the web of creation and get out beyond the created universe and get into the presence of God in a pure state beyond creation, you can find that right in yourself, you know. We can go out to beyond the creation. But you'll find, when you find it out there, you'll find it here. When you find it here, you'll find it out there. Because it's no different. See, there is no time or space. And so in the breath of fire, you are actually exercising your respiratory system, your circulatory system of your body, your organs, your gland system, your lymphatic system is being activated, all the systems of your nervous system, all of the systems of your body is being activated by this breath of life. And so you do this maybe 20 or 30 times to start, and then you build it up to 5 minutes. Now what happens is you'll feel a lightness in the head, almost like you're going to pass out. Well, it'd be nice if you passed out of this dimension and went into another dimension, wouldn't it? Well, you won't really pass out. If you don't do it to the point where it's causing you problems. Go to the edge of where you can go. and then each time expand a little bit and do this at your speed. It's important that you do these exercises at your speed. You don't try to rush yourself, that you find your speed. And I don't mean the speed of procrastination, you know, I'll do it tomorrow at speed. You know, some may have that kind of speed. Or I can catch it later. No. Make sure that we do this on a daily basis. And so you're going to practice these breath exercises on a daily basis. The first one, as I told you, is activating the root of the third eye. It's bringing balance to each side of the brain. This 5-5-5 and 10 mental control exercise brings you control of mental power, ability to hold and stabilize your mind, and consume, to have a high degree of consumption. Now, when you have a high degree of consumption, you have a high degrees of realization, illumination, of understanding, of awe, of power. You get high degrees of these things in the mind when the mind is expanded with the breath. And so you're seeing your mind expand, you know, with these breath control exercises. And you're learning to control the mental body because breath and mind go together. You'll find that out later. The cleansing breath is to get rid of the negatives, the toxic, the negative vibrations on you. The breath of fire is to stimulate all the systems of your body to bring you into a high vibrational rate of consciousness, a healthy vibration in the body. So systematically, step by step, level by level, you are gaining power of your physical, your emotional, your mental, your psychic, your creative levels, your individual levels, your universal levels, your powers of the mastery of mind, your powers in the purity and perfection of the pure white light. You're gaining powers in those areas of consciousness by practice, by repetition of practice. Meditation is something you cannot be taught. It's realized in the moment of surrender to God. The mystical union will take place. So in your meditation, when you reach that point of the white light, start surrendering yourself. Self-surrender. Surrender to God. Surrender to God. Upward, upward. Ask the great saint or master, holy being, Christ, Buddha, Krishna, some master, Muhammad, someone to come to you, help you. Mother Teresa, Mother Mary, Kuan Yin. You know, don't leave the ladies out. Some of you like to work with the ladies. Some like to work with the men polarity. You see, find a master that's balanced in male and female polarity, and you have a greater master. You see, so find that balance, and you'll find that in these masters, they may be in a male or female body, but their polarities are balanced. Both their male and female polarities balanced, and all their chakras are balanced and open. And so you're balancing your chakras, you're balancing your energy by working with this. Now, in the mantra, there is a couple other mantras that we will suggest to you. One of them is just the I Am mantra itself. Just I Am. I Am is a positive statement of now, of presence. I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am. I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am. See, we're saying, I am. We're not saying, I'm gonna be, I'm gonna be, I'm gonna be. We're not gonna say, I has been, I has been. No, see, I am presence. See, if you're one of those, I did this and I did that, that's past orientation. See, we want to get free from the past. So we want to come present. And by concentrating on the breath and the I Am mantra, we are coming present. These are two dynamic tools for presence, breath and the I Am mantra. The other mantra is Om, O-M, or A-U-M, Aum. Om correlates the mind and spiritual energies. O, mind, and inner spiritual strength. Ah, opens up the heart. O, correlates the mind. Takes it within. Aum, 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 aum. And so you can use one of these mantras if you don't want to use Om Tat Sat Om. 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 Now another key here is if you put it on the key of C, the planet, as it moves in space and is rotating in space, makes the sound of the key of C. The key of C is a blue ray of energy. The predominant color on planet Earth is not green or brown, it is blue. The blue seas, the blue sky. There's more blue on the planet than any other color. This is a blue ray planet. This is a planet for peace and truth and reality and higher consciousness. So you are putting it, when you put it on the key of C, you're putting in this blue ray and in harmony with the Earth. And so you sound it on the key of C. Intoning on the proper vibratory level is important. You know, there are different mantras. I remember when I was studying with Baba Muktananda, his mantra went, Om Namah Shiva. Of the vibratory rays. It brings you more vibration in the blue ray of energy. So let's recap this lesson now. First of all, we are still working to establish the rhythm of meditation on a daily basis, every day at the same time, in the same place, and in possibly the same position, or two alternate positions. We are also establishing the mantra. The mantra is for emotional control as well as bringing on a rhythm for creative power. It's establishing you at a higher level of consciousness. It reverses orange to take it to blue. And so you use the mantra to control emotional energy. People having emotional problems should be doing their mantra a lot so they get a steady intoning of a smooth, steady vibration. So pick a mantra that feels good to you as well. And the breath control. These three steps are the keys to our power. Meditation, mantra, and breath. Take one of these one day. Take another day, take another day, and take another day, and rotate them. You can put them all in one day, but you will find more out about that particular breath and what it does if you concentrate on it and it only for that day or for that week. And later in the course, you'll be having some breaths, which we do for a week. So take these breaths and work with them. In your hour of needing balance, use your balanced breath. In the hour you want mental control, use your mental breath. When you want cleansing, use your cleansing breath. When you desire to stimulate and bring your life forces up, use your breath of fire. Practice, practice, practice. Study and practice. Build your foundation. Use your rainbow bridge. Now you can, this week, go up the rainbow bridge without coming back down. The last two lessons, we've been going up and down. And in our processes, we've been going up and down. Now we start the ascension move. There's enough on the earth to ground you. We're looking to go to the highest. So our energies are constantly being given up love and devotion to God, love and devotion to God, love and devotion to God. That is called in the ancient Sanskrit, bhakti, love and devotion to God. So you are practicing this love and devotion to God. You're lifting everything up for God's sake. You're walking for God, you're talking for God, you're eating for God, you're meditating for God, you're chanting for God, you're breathing for God. Oh, you know this is a great blessing in your life to do these spiritual disciplines. Because as you've learned to pay attention to the physical and learn to pay attention to certain mental realms, you will learn to pay attention and have a clearer perception of the physical universe and the oneness of God in whom we all live and move and have our being, in whom all of us are ascended and free in that oneness of God. May God's great and Holy Spirit guide you. May you live and move and have your being in the light. I say this very special blessing. Now let us all bow our heads. Dear God, blessings of light, blessings of light, blessings of light. We thank you, God, and we praise you, God, for in you is all the glory and the power. Thou art Almighty God, free to do thy will in our lives. We ask the rainbow angels to guide us. We ask Christ to sustain us. We ask the wisdom of all master saints and holy beings. We claim all lineages and love all of humanity, and we thank you, God, for this blessing. Let us be one with our elemental brothers. Let us be one with our human brothers and sisters. Let us be one with the angelic host. Let us have conscious dominion now. We claim our mastery. I am a success. I am a success. I am a success. I will persist till I succeed. I will persist till I succeed. I will persist till I succeed. Help us with these chants. Help us with our mantra. I am that I am. I am, I am, I am, I am. Let us feel the presence and the power that these chants and mantras bring to us. Let us be conscious of thy will in our life. God, guide us, protect us, and illuminate the lamp of our hearts. Make us brilliant stars in thy holy presence. We pray and are sustained through the great and Holy Spirit of God. Amen and amen. Om. It's Om.